there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
Communication is not easy. Whether I'm listening, reading, looking, all my interactions are colored by my perspective that's shaped by my present and past. Sometimes my simplest, most straightforward conversations are with my dear doggy. Who do you interact with most easily? Blogger/writer Brian Wagner presents workshops on Zen, Tao, and shamanism. His website is peoplesdharma.com. Here's his take on relationships.
The Tao of Relationship by Brian Wagner. Communion is creating and embracing an emotional, spiritual, sharing of each other. We can enter a state of communion if we are present and each of us has the desire, openness, and willingness to remain so. We can also use that willingness of communication to build a more intimate exchange that leaves traces of each participant within the other. That is the act of communion. Communion is not just language and sharing. Communion is a process further than language, it is the art of complete communication in the moment. Genuine communion happens when things move between those in relationship that is grounded in the awareness of the moment. I believe that the sharing of emotional content is important to the state of being in communion. That means to express emotional, nonverbal content, and then allow the receiver to process it in whatever form that action takes. Communion happens interspecies because spoken language is only a very small part of communion. Some of my happiest moments are in communion with animals. I think in part because they are aware and painfully honest in how they respond. Being with animals has the effect of clearing the detritus and fog from my thinking and reference frame on life. I engage in the state of love so readily with animals. I honor and value those that I commune with and actively seek out building those relationships that offer that place of intimacy. I encourage people to embrace the idea of communing with others and seek those relationships out in their own lives. Today I will spend some time communing with Spike and Peanut and a horse named Anastasia. I can't think of a better way to share life.
Who do you interact with most easily? Record your experiences, thoughts, and questions on my podcast page at Anchor by Spotify or email me at happinessbetweentales.com, where you'll find a photo of Brian with his kitty. His website is peoplesdharma.com. Like what you heard? You're supported by meacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Dahl for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more Tale Wags and the Making of Tales.